Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Are there extras? Yeah, probably. I just didn't find them in my research, like the Beatles. Like Tammy came up with the Beatles, and there it was.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show here on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
And I forgot to do it the last couple shows, so I got yelled at by Damon, the new general manager of our flagship station here in Hammond. This show is being brought to you in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB. There you go. A big giant sack of money is going to hit our account with a thud.
Woohoo!
Now, look, I've only done this 100 times. You do the 7 days and 70 seconds first, and that gives you a show topic. On March 31st, 1992, you'll hear this again down at 70 seconds, Bruce Springsteen releases 2 albums on the same day. I don't mean a double album. I mean 2 physical albums. Now, every time I do one of these shows, a listing show, I kind of get it in my head that it's only going to be a matter of time before somebody screams out what is also the blatant answer. How many of you immediately went Guns N' Roses?
No, hands? I didn't.
Hands, hands, hands. What did you immediately go?
Beatles.
Did they release 2 on the same? I have to look at that. I don't remember. Maybe it is in my notes. I put this show together.
No, I was just thinking
like
off the top of my head.
Okay.
Who would have done something like that?
Well, the Beatles did put out those 2 greatest hits albums. I must look into that. We're going to play a song here in a minute by Bruce Springsteen. And I'll go take a look at that. I'm wondering if the Beatles did that. Why don't you shut up and go look it up, Joe? The 2 that he, Bruce Springsteen, let go was Human Touch and Lucky Town. Human Touch went to number 2, had 1 Mensa Mensa hit in 57 channels and nothing on, and then a good hit with Human Touch. Lucky Town was the 2nd album. It went to number 3. Obviously, the 2 of them just followed each other up the chart. And it had a song called Better Days, went to 16, backed with the Human Touch single, I guess, to tie them together. Let me give you 2 more before I play Bruce Springsteen. There's an Atlanta rapper named Future. On February 17th, he let go of the albums Future and Hendrix, spelled H-N-D-R-X-X, because it's cool to do that. Frank Ocean let go of 2. Now, this was 2 days in a row. Bing, bing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of these that are a few days apart. I consider that releasing albums not at the same day,
right,
but literally at the same time.
Right, right.
I think that. So Frank Ocean let go of Endless on August 19th, 2016, and Blonde on August 20, 2016. So a day apart. I think
it still counts.
So do I. I think it goes to it. And besides, this is just a fun, silly listing show. And if I do the mathematics, I can give you 3 or 4 every break. So there you go.
Wow.
Bruce Springsteen from the Human Touch album, 57 channels and nothing on Rock School.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. I can see by your eyes, friend, you're just about gone. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Oh, Okay, coming out of Bruce Springsteen, indeed, the Beatles did release two albums on the same day. 2nd of April, 1973, the 1962 to 1968, what a lot of people call the Red Album, and then 67 to 70, which a lot of people call the Blue Album. Again, both of them released on April 2, 1973. I, honest to goodness, do not know how I missed that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, you asked me, are there any Beatles albums? And those are the two I immediately said, but during the creation of the show, I didn't do it, so... Tom Waits released two on the same day, Blood Money, and the other was called Alice. Both went gold. No singles were released from either album. Insane Clown Posse. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they opened for Celine Dion.
Did they really?
No. They released a couple albums called Bizarre, both of them on October 31st. I believe I have the difference correct. One is B-I-Z-A-A-R. And the other one is B-I-Z-Z-A-R. No singles. Both sold about 200K. You know, or you could have released one album and maybe gone gold with it. I understand the bit. The thing about it is, you made the distinction between the two, a Z and an A. I would have done much more.
Really?
Than that. But then again, you know, I'm not, you know, in the Insane Clown Posse.
No, you're not.
Not anymore. I grew a beard and I have trouble with the makeup. And this is the one that everybody's probably screaming. Guns N' Roses, they let go of Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2. Both of them on September 17th, 1991. Use Your Illusion 2... I've heard people, this is like the fight between which is the better movie, Godfather or Godfather 2.
Ooh.
I think it's Godfather 2. I just do.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a better movie. And I get people, you know, with blowback on me all the time. Oh, absolutely not. Blah, blah, blah. Civil War, Knocking on Heaven's Door, and You Could Be Mine. Which was one of the Terminator films. I don't know it well enough to tell you which one, and I'm sure some of you are screaming at the radio. That's the one everyone thinks is so great. Honestly, I think Use Your Illusion 1 is better. It had two bigger hits, and I'm a radio guy, so hits matter. November Rain, and then the cover of the Paul McCartney and Wings tune, Live and Let Die.
Ooh, nice.
That, to me, the Live and Let Die, and I know it's a remake, but it's one of those remakes that it's different enough to know it ain't Paul McCartney, but on the same aspect, you can tell in their redo, there's a respect in it. When the Foo Fighters redid Baker Street.
Right.
Again, it's different enough, but you could still tell there was a respect in the song. You know what I mean? Okay. Live and Let Die. Here's GNR on Rock School.
You were young. This ever-changing world in which we live in.
Okay, talking about people who have released two albums on the same day, or, you know, really close to the same day. Prince has done it twice. Of course he did. He has two on September 26th, 2014, Plectrum Electrum and Art Official Age. No singles off of either of them, at least no singles that charted. And then September 7th, 2015, and the other one is actually 2015, but it's in December, so what's that, 3 months apart?
Right.
I think it kind of equates, but it's Hit and Run Phase 1 and Hit and Run Phase 2. How about that?
Two.
All right. There is a Japanese heavy metal band called Boris that released Heavy Rocks May 24th, 2011, and then Attention Please May 24th, 2011. I'll give you one more you may not have heard of. If you're from Atlanta, I'm sure you know these guys. Deer Hunter, rather popular sort of local band, makes good. They let go of the album Micro Castle and Weird Era Continued. Figured there would be a weird era. Maybe there is. Both of them, August 19th, 2008. Did I do everyone on that page? I did. No, I didn't. Set that aside over right there. What's the one you're going to play, Joe? Well, Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa released, it depends on what you think that Joe's Garage actually is. There's Joe's Garage Act 1, and then there's Joe's Garage Acts 2 and 3. If you buy it as the CD, it comes as a single thing, but when it came out, it was released as two separate albums. And you say, well, that doesn't count. Okay, maybe. But then you've got All on the Same Day, May 8th, 1981. Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. Shut Up and Play Your Guitar Some More. Return of the Son of Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. So he did three.
That's hilarious.
On the same day. Now, I got to tell you, I got into, you know, Dan, the guy I used to play in a band with.
Yeah.
Yeah, keyboardist, guitarist, singer. He is a Zappa freak. And I remember I got into an argument with him that I didn't care for the Shut Up and Play Your Guitar albums. And
right.
He was just, you're a guitarist. Blah, 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 blah. See, to me, and I'm probably going to upset some of the audience, but why not? To me, Zappa is as much the lyrics as it is the music.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. The music is beautiful. I like the Black Page. I like, you know, Napkins. I like all of that stuff. I do. But it's the songs with the lyrics that I like most because I think they're so darn clever.
Right.
The stuff that he talks about. The stuff in Joe's Garage, absolutely brilliant. When I'm listening to Shut Up and Play Your Guitar,
mm-hmm.
I kind of go, I'd really like you to tell me some jokes and say some silly things like you're moving to Montana soon.
Yeah, you get bored with
right, it. Right, to bring up some dental floss and then in come, you know, the Rayettes. Dental floss. Who would think to write that? Love it. It's Frank Zappa here on Rock School.
Wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp.
I think I mentioned earlier, by the way, we're into the first break here. I think I mentioned earlier that I had not looked at this stuff for like a month. I created this a long time ago. It's just been sitting in here in the studio. In fact, the papers are wet for some reason. That's really weird. So I didn't have it in my head, all of the data that's in there. I said, look, somebody did three in Frank Zappa. Somebody did four.
What?
Somebody did four in a row.
Crazy.
Hey, I'll play them coming out of the break. You who are listening, who was it? There are four members of the group, so they released four albums.
What?
Can you get it? Don't say anything. Can you get it? We'll do it after the break here. System of a Down in 2005, specifically May and November, released Mesmerize and Hypnotize. BYOB was one of the singles, as was Questions, if you like System of a Down. Nelly, back in 2004, released two on the same day. One is called Sweat, and the other one is called Suit. Get it? Sweat Suit?
Sweat Suit.
Sweat did not have a single. Suit only had one single, Over and Over, sung with Tim McGraw. Both of them went platinum, though Suit went three times platinum. Good for you, man alive. And Moby Grape. They had success with the albums Wow, peaked at number 20, and Grape Jam, both of them April 3rd, 1968. What it was two albums, and when they started not selling well, what they did was package them both together in one shrink wrap. But when you opened it, it didn't fold open like a gatefold. It was literally two albums.
Wow.
I think what it was one was, you know, doing well, the Wow. The thing is, I didn't know the album Wow. The only album I actually own from Moby Grape is Grape Jam. And, you know, so what they did is they packaged them up, you know. Hey, sell to the American public, Mad Men.
We will buy.
Who's listening to us?
WWNW, God. New Wilmington, PA, Westminster College.
You're going to do that every single time you say that, aren't you?
No, I didn't even mean to do it.
Yes,
I've got
you
fat
did.
Lips.
Back in a minute here on Rock School. Okay, coming out of the break, I said that I'm going to play a song from a band that released four, count them, four solo albums from each of the four people in the band. More than likely, 90% of you have it already, but that's such a neat little piece of trivia. It always seems to go to that, like the Beatles are always talked about as solo people. Who do you like as your favorite Beatles solo person? Who do you like as your favorite?
George Harrison.
George Harrison. See, I'm a Ringo Starr guy. I love all that dumb back off boogaloo and all that. That's not to say I don't enjoy everything that the other three did, especially
right.
John Lennon. But if I had to pick a winner, I'm just, you know, into it. There's that old fight as well, who put out the first solo album, and it's either Ringo Starr or George Harrison. Everybody runs to Ringo Starr.
Has to be.
Well, with All Things Must Pass, the thing is that's his third solo album.
Oh!
He had two more previous, one called Wonderwall Music and one called Electric Sound. They just didn't do anything, and I think they were released under the idea of when the Beatles were still together. But the problem is, even if you say that, Ringo Starr released, it was like 5 months earlier, something called Sentimental Journey. So now, who was the first one to release it? And furthermore, who was the first to have a number one? And you thought, oh, it's got to be Paul McCartney. No, Paul McCartney didn't have any number ones. What? That's because he was with the band Wings.
What?
I know. Stop typing. It's a dumb piece of trivia, but technically Wings had the hit, not Paul McCartney's. But this one I know. Who had the first back-to-back number ones as a solo artist in the Beatles?
Ringo Starr.
Right. Photograph and You're 16. Okay, that's all I know right now.
Whoa.
So what are we going to do? Well, let's play this stuff from these four guys. Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, Ace Frehley. I owned all four. In fact, I'm almost positive I still have my copy of Gene Simmons singing When You Wish Upon a Star. Seriously. And that's one of those things. When the Beatles broke up, it had to be John Lennon or Paul McCartney. Of the four KISS members, well, who had the hit out of these things? Well, it had to be Paul Stanley or Gene Simmons.
No.
L. Wrongarooski, it's Ace Frehley, who's back. Back in the New York groove.
Go figure.
That was the biggest single. If I'm wrong, I can't find anything that proves it. Here you go. It's Ace Frehley here in Rock School. Coming into the bottom of the hour, my name is Joe Burns, you are...
Tammy Burns.
Since we've been talking far more about the Beatles than we probably should have in this show, by the way, John Lennon, and technically not John Lennon, the Plastic Ono Band, of which John Lennon is a member, and also, obviously, Yoko Ono. They released the Plastic Ono Band on December 11th, 1970, and then Yoko Plastic Ono Band, December 11th, also 1970. No hit off the Yoko Ono one. You know what I thought was going to be a hit for her? I thought that was great.
Me too. Oh, it's my favorite.
Just loved that. However, off of the John Lennon Plastic Ono, Mother, Working Class Hero, Power to the People.
Yeah.
You have to know at least one of those. I got two more for you, but let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. Here be the dates, March 25, 2022, all the way through March 31st. You got Monday, Tammy, go.
March 25, 2022, Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, 50, dies in Bogota, Colombia.
March 26, 1995, NWA member Eazy-E, whose real name is Eric Wright, dies of AIDS-related complications at 31.
March 27, 1979, Eric Clapton marries Layla Patty Boyd. They would divorce in 1988.
March 28, 2000, Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page successfully sues the magazine Ministry for libel after they stated that he attempted to save John Bonham using satanic spells.
March 29, 1980, Brian Johnson gets the full-time gig fronting AC/DC following the death of Bon Scott.
Right, they gave him a $30,000 check. He immediately went and paid all back rent to his landlady and his tabs at the local bars.
What a great guy.
Yep. March 30th, 1962. Happy birthday, MC Hammer. Can't touch this. March 31st, 1992. This is the inspiration for the show. Bruce Springsteen releases two albums on the same day, Human Touch and Lucky Town. I did that one for you. Donovan released two albums. This is kind of weird. Mainly, it is the album A Gift from a Flower to a Garden. However, it was originally made up with an album called Wear Your Love Like Heaven, that was disc one, and Four Little Ones, disc two, both released December 1967. It was originally to be released as a double album. However, all I could find is that it was a legal something.
Mm-hmm.
They released them as two albums. Wear Your Love Like Heaven was the hit off of it. I don't know that. I mean, if it ain't, you know, Electrical Banana. I don't know much about Donovan. Peaked out at 23. And the one we're going to play, Green Day, Let Go of Three, within like a month of each other.
Right.
The album Uno, the album Dos, and the album Trey. As in the nickname of their drummer.
Nice.
Okay. Had a bunch of hits off of the Uno. The Dos had a hit called Stray Hearts. Trey had X-Kid. And all the video was a cassette player running the song. I had to look it up. That's it. You're just looking at it. But look, Uno was Joey's. And Oh Love was the big hit off of it. Sounds like this on Rock School.
Won't you tonight, my heart's on loose. Tonight, my heart's on loose.
Coming into the second break, I have given you every listing of albums that were released on the same day, multiple albums on the same day. Are there extras? Yeah, probably. I just didn't find them in my research, like the Beatles. Like Tammy came up with the Beatles, and there it was. The thing about it is, as I was going down that two album the same day rabbit hole, I ran into this. There are multiple groups who believe that releasing an album on a certain day was lucky for them. So they went out of their way to release their albums on the same day. Different years. For example, let me give you three here. Motley Crue, June 24th, Motley Crue, June 24th, Generation Swine was released 1997, Saints of Los Angeles was released 2008. August 16th, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Freaky Styley, 1985, and August 16th, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Mother's Milk, 1989. There are people that are cataloging this. And you say, whoa,
really?
They must not have a life. Yeah, I'm sitting here reading them to you. August 27th, Pearl Jam 10. August 27th, Pearl Jam No Code, 1991 and 1996. I'll play one from what some people believe is the first band to actually do this and sort of make other bands do it. We're in the second break, so I'm going to get Tammy off of her phone and see if she can't read a sponsor to us. Go ahead.
KNHS, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Beautiful. Now we'll be back in a minute here on Rock School. Coming out of the break, I'm going to give you a couple, then I'll tell you who many believe sort of started this idea of releasing your albums on the same date. But, and you know what? The thing is, I immediately thought to myself, well, it can't be like a lucky thing. It has to be the people who are in charge of the album saying this date is successful in selling albums.
Right.
The idea, I'm putting out a book later this year. And you and I had a long argument about it should be a summer book. And I'm like, no, I want it during the Christmas holidays in the fourth quarter. I don't know which is right.
Both.
I have no idea. Yeah,
both.
I guess. September 3rd is the date. Iron Maiden's Power Slave came out in 84. Iron Maiden's Senjutsu comes out 2021. Senjutsu, ladies and gentlemen. September 11th. The Slayer, God Hates Us All, 2001. Does that ring a bell with you? September 11th, 2001?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, come on.
That's awful.
They didn't do it on purpose.
Did they pull it back out?
No, that date, a lot of things other than September 11th attacks occurred. No way they did that on purpose. That was scheduled months.
I think I would do a re-release.
Yeah. Also, September 11th, 2015, Slayer, Repentless. And the one some people think is the one that did it. Now, Iron Maiden was back in 1984. This band started in 1980. April 14th, Judas Priest, British Steel. April 14th, 1986, Judas Priest, Turbo.
Ooh.
There you go for me.
Ouch.
That's one of those, what I'm doing here, mm-hmm. That's one of those pieces of trivia that you really have to be a music guy. And just, wow, great. How will this help me in the wild?
This is not the question you get on the cruise ship.
No, this is not the question.
The trivia question.
No,
nope.
No, because they would stare at you oddly over their tropical drink.
And their phone that's on.
Yes.
So they can get the answer.
That's right. Don't get me started on that. Yeah. I didn't get the cheap trophy that looked like the cruise ship because some lady beat me by one and she had her phone open.
Yeah, she did.
I was too cheap to pay for the internet. From British Steel, here's Judas Priest on Rock School.
Thank you.
Into the last break. I got five more to tell you, and we will skedaddle from here. November 1st. That's another thing that makes me think. We had success on this date, let's try it again. The dates are all different. I mean, it's not like they're all at the end of the year or anything like that. There's April, there's June, here's November. November 1, Megadeth, Euthanasia. And November 1, Megadeth, 13. That was 1994 and 2011. Metallica released Reload, November 18th, 1997. Also, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, same date, 2016. Guns N' Roses released The Spaghetti Incident, November 23rd, 1993. And then, and I think this was done on purpose for sure, Chinese Democracy.
Uh-huh.
It was listed as Guns N' Roses, but technically it's Axl Rose sort of using the name.
Right.
Also the 23rd, 2008. Korn on December 6th. See You on the Other Side in 2005. And then also December 6th, 2011, The Path of Totality. And the one we're going to play, September 29, Alice in Chains, Dirt in 1992. Alice in Chains, Black Gives Way to Blue, 2009. So there you go. Those weren't as spectacularly exciting as the two albums apiece, but I thought it was something neat. And the more neat music trivia
I had never thought of it. So, what else is out there that you have never thought of?
Well, don't worry. I'll run into it sooner or later.
Good.
Somebody's going to write to me and, you know, you've been doing this forever. Haven't you talked about this? I don't know, but I will soon. What I'm just waiting for, I can't talk about it now because it's in a future show. I'm just waiting for the numbers to come out about Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And I have them. They've come out.
Really?
But woof, these numbers, and it'll come up again. Why do you keep talking about Taylor Swift? Because she's music right now. If you look up music, you see Taylor Swift.
That's it.
Sitting there. Good. I'm Joe Burns.
I am Tammy Burns.
Done. Class is dismissed.